I'm Simon Woodruff. I'm the founder of Yo Sushi, Yo Tell, and Yo Just About Everything Else. And I've spent a lot of my life in the music business and then in the television business. And I had small companies, having left school with two O-levels. And in 1997, I opened a restaurant called Yo Sushi, and it became very successful very quickly. I worked hard and my dreams came true. And today we've got 60 restaurants and four hotels and Dragon's Den and all sorts of things going on. And it's the cream on the cake now, my life.
Well, some dreams need backing, financial backing. Which are the best avenues to raise that seed money? What did you do and what should young businesses do?
Well, I've always started businesses really hand to mouth, which my guess is a lot of people listening are in that situation. And I think that raising money in a real startup, even today, it's easier than it has been in the past, but it's very difficult to do. And we always say that the Dragon's Den, we always used to say there's only three people to raise money for startups. That's the three F's: friends, family, and fools. But what I've learned is that most people say to me, they say, well, I say, have you ever met an investor? Oh, no, well, we're going to go and meet the person when we've got the business plan, when it's all put together, when everything is perfect. And of course, it's never like that in the real world. You know, business, like life and love and everything, is very messy. And you've got to get out in the sort of the muck and the denial of it all and deal with that. So I say go out and do something now. And when I started Yo Sushi, I didn't have the money even the day we opened the restaurant. I was up to hock, it was on a wing and a prayer, and I hadn't got it all neatly tidy and packaged up. And I think often with startups, you need to do that. Certainly, I know when we did that first series of Dragon's Den, one of the big things I learned is that the people I wanted to invest in are the people who had sold something, who'd done something, who'd got something, even if they'd just sold it to a few friends and family, which is sort of considered cheating in most people's eyes. I believed it. You know, then the thing was actually real and it would be used by people. So run ahead of the money and the money catches you up. And that's not a very practical solution to how to get money. But in fact, I think it is the best place, because then you can go out and see the angels. Then you can go out and meet investors. I call it the 7 meeting rule, actually. If you want to get something, if you want to do something difficult like that, don't try to get people to say yes, but try to get them not to say no. And go to 7 meetings, and by that time, so you've got to get out and be rejected a lot to get things to happen.
To what extent should you be focusing on the consumer? And should you give the consumer everything it wants?
Yeah, I'm a real believer in what Sainsbury's called delighting the customer. In my 60s vernacular, I like to blow the customer's mind. And I think in this, you know, competitive world, what I'm not a believer in is filling a gap in the market. Because I don't believe that very often, certainly in this retail sector that I'm in, that customers actually know what they want in the first place. And if you actually sort of fill that gap in the market, what I think often happens, certainly with conveyor belt sushi bars or hotels, yotels with tiny little rooms. So either ask somebody, do you want to eat raw fish off a conveyor belt with robots serving the drinks, or do you want to sleep in a 7 square meter room with no natural light? Everybody's going to say no. You know, you can't market research, a market doesn't exist. But when we opened both of those businesses, Yo Sushi and Yo Tell, people came, God, this is so clever. Why didn't somebody do this before? So I'm not a gap in the market. I'm go out and do what you dream of. Certainly for startups, I think it's true. You don't have money for market research. You know, you do things for an instinct. And also, as a startup person, everything's in one mind. You know, I hear now with our businesses, people come to me and say, oh, we're thinking of rebranding this or redoing this, and we're going to research this, and what do you think of this word? We're going to test it. And actually, it's too complicated, because it's very hard to get. It's like that sort of thing of the Olympic Committee, the British Olympic Committee, spending whatever it was on rebranding the 5 rings. And, you know, when Richard Branson started Virgin, the way the Virgin is written is because he wrote it on a piece of paper. Or my Yo sign is because I got Mark Norton to draw something that said Yo with an exclamation mark, and it looked a bit Japanesey, and we went, oh yeah, right, let's go for that. You know, so keep things simple at the beginning.
How foolish would you be to not flog technology to death, such as tweeting? Should you be using all the avenues?
Well, you know, I don't think that any of these technologies are the be-all and end-all. All you really have to do is to get somebody to sample your product or your service, whatever it is, and then continue doing it very, very well for a long enough period of time without running out of money, so that people, word of mouth goes around. And actually, word of mouth is the greatest avenue of all. And actually, I'll quote you, Yusaha Hashimi, who, when they started Coffee Republic, couldn't get people to drink coffee the way she made it, because you could go next door and get a polystyrene cup and it was half the price. So she decided, out of desperation, to convert people one person at a time by standing on the street giving them samples. And that's how she did it. So use everything you can. But the Twitter, basically, you want to be able to stand in front of people, show them what you do, and get people hooked into doing it. Because once people try the experience and like it, they come back. I've always used everything that's going at the time, you know, whether it be technology or whether Yo Sushi, we put robots in there. We had automatic this and that and the other, and people were going, you've got to see this place. But then they would never have come back unless the food was great. So yes, anything to attract attention. The word I use these days is outrageous. You've got to be outrageous. If you just go do more Twitter or more Facebook or more that, you're just going to be like everybody else. Use them, but do them in an outrageous way. You've got to put your head above the parapet and wave a big red flag if you're going to be noticed in this very competitive world.
So would you consider yourself to be a serial entrepreneur, or are your days of outrageousness over?
You know, the truth is, and most people in this world, when they're doing interviews like this, don't really tell the truth. But the truth is that I did Yo Sushi, which is a hell of a big risk, and I'll never take another risk like that. I was lucky that it worked out and my dreams came true, and Yotel I invested in and a bit less. And also, I like working with other people now. I don't think I do ever want to go through quite the amount of pain I went through to open Yo Sushi, both in terms of the number of hours I worked, the anxiety I had, the number of sleepless nights. I don't have to do it, and I think anybody would be a masochist to do it. Of course, you know, people, you do see people who've got to go and do it again and again and again and be in complete control. And I think that is a form of obsession, if not to say addiction, to want to have to do that again, especially if you've got enough money to live and make your family secure. But that said, you know, I do love, you know, one of the great things in this world is to figure out what you're good at, and then spend 90% of your time doing it. It's kind of a simple concept. And I know that I'm good at having ideas. I know that I'm good at kind of creating and getting people things started. I know I'm good at being enthusiastic and communicating. So that's what I like doing. And I think the other businesses that we're starting and we'll start will be done with other people. And in a sense, I'll be, on the one hand, some kind of a mentor to help those people do it, because I've been through it before and I can be sympathetic and understanding and give them a kick up the bum when that's needed as well, to try and help them. And also, you know, to publicise things, you know, a little bit outrageous perhaps. That's my thing.